Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Four Bridges podcast presented by Zealous, where we interview music industry professionals, tell you about upcoming local artists, and connect music lovers from all four corners of the Bay Area. I'm your host, Elijah Collins. I'm a content creator for musicians in San Francisco and the creative mind behind Zealous. This is the Four Bridges podcast. Fashion can be described as the freedom of expression, but how do you ensure your appearance as a band or musician meets the feel of your music? Do you dress more conservatively? Should you try to be edgier? Or should you try something that's a little bit more laid back? From our guests, Markia, Frankie, and Herman, today's fashion comes first, from your head to your souls. Join in as we talk about what you should look for when dressing yourself or your band, how to create a look that's more cohesive and comfortable. So since this episode is coming out right before Halloween, I thought that I should pull you all together today and talk about what bands should be looking for when coming up with a look, somewhat of a way to kind of like look into like the local fashion that's here in the Bay Area and to kind of give ideas for people who are looking to take a step with their look and style. If you all would like to introduce yourself, go ahead.
My name is Frankie. I've been in San Francisco my whole life, and I'm not really sure how to do this.
It gets a little easier over time. Yeah.
My name is Kia. I'm born and raised in Berkeley. I am a wardrobe stylist.
I'm Herman. Lived my life in the Bay, Fremont for most of my life, and then San Francisco for the past 10 years. And I play in a band called Morrissey's Cock. And yeah, I like fashion. Yeah, I like talking fashion. Sure.
So I brought you guys together. As I said off mic, each of you guys kind of represent, like a great quality about what fashion is. You guys have your own definitions of what that means. So just to kind of start this off, or to start this podcast off today, define fashion, and could you give examples what that means to you?
I guess I'll start first. For me, fashion just means personal expression. I was saying off mic, it doesn't really matter about trends because they're always recycled. So it doesn't really matter what trends you decide to follow. I think it's more important important to always express how I'm feeling or my own personality instead of chasing a trend. So for me, it's just self-expression.
Yeah. I think fashion is really there to speak for you so you don't have to. So seeing someone from across the room with a great pair of shoes can say a lot more than like me wanting to actually talk to them, you know? And I think it's nice because that's sometimes just a way that I would like to express myself instead of having to like be loud or dance in public. I'd rather just look really loud, I guess.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's like a conscious play and self-expression with something mundane. Everyone's kind of wearing something usually, you know. Unless you're like a nudist colony or something. But I think it's the idea that, yeah, you're, and I think this might be for guys too. Like, I wasn't really fashion aware, conscious till maybe like my early 20s. And then it was like, oh, this is something I could play with. This is something I like it when I like seeing people do this or that. Or, yeah. And it just kind of became on the radar as something that I could, play with, like another art form almost, but not to be taken too seriously or taken seriously if you want.
So like you're the Lone Ranger here, being the person in the band. So like, why is it important for musicians on and off stage to think about their choices when it comes to what they wear?
Well, I could definitely say I was a musician long before I was aware that it was something you might want to take a notice of or be conscious of. And those pictures are hard to look at. You know, like I remember I have pictures there of God and me probably like in, yeah, like, you know, high school, early 2000s, just not aware and just really, yeah. And yeah, you're always, I think the idea is like you're always kind of signaling something, you know, and when you're on stage, you're doing that on, everything's amplified, you know, your sound's amplified, but your image is amplified too. And if you're a musician, you're trained to be attuned to the sounds, but you're not realizing you're also a performer, and like you're, you know, you want there to be some consistency or some type of at least awareness of how you're appearing on stage. And I think that's something that's not necessarily just even made a point for a lot of musicians. It wasn't for me.
Katie, you want to chime in on that? Like when it comes to like selecting or helping your clients pick out clothes, like why is it important for them to like find those pieces that are good, or this, like Herman was saying, you know, good for being on and off the stage?
I think of more of on stage, like he was saying, because you are more amplified. And that is, because I think about if you're a performer, even though that is your persona, it's still a costume that you're putting on when you're performing. So I always think of like, it's kind of like a duality where it's like you have your onstage persona, costume, outfit, whatever. And then you have your offstage, like regular everyday outfits. And that can be something that's totally different, or it could be the same. It just depends on who you are as a person. But for clients, I think for me, it's more of, I go based on personality. I don't just go out and pick things just based on what I think you should have. I spend a lot of time with my clients just talking to them, getting to know them, figuring out what they do and do not like. And that's what makes it more important and more meaningful to them, which is what makes the job more rewarding, is because I'm actually catering to you. I'm not turning you into, okay, well, I've listened to your music, or I've watched your movies, or I read your script and this is what I think. It's like, no, let's really do a deep dive into who you are. So instead of you looking like everyone else or a cookie cutter, it's just you.
You're picking these clothes just because it fits their personality. So how can you show like character or personality through that, through clothing and hairstyle?
Well, that can be anything. I mean, I can even use myself as an example. I always consider myself as a very high femme, girly woman. And so I always say, no matter what look I'm carrying, whether it's androgynous, tomboy, whatever, it's always going to have that very high femme aesthetic, no matter what. It's always going to have a lot of jewelry or a lot of accessories, or it's going to have color, or it's always going to be really form-fitting. It's always going to represent that aesthetic that I'm trying to give off. Whatever it is, the aesthetic will always come back to the original theme of who I say that I am. So if you're in a rock band and you consider yourself a rocker, then we need to consider the aesthetic, but still make it personal. So, you know, if you like handkerchiefs, or if you like pins, or if you like custom boots or leather jackets that are made a certain way, we have to make sure that we, you know, take all of that in consideration and never forget that, because at the end of the day, that's you. That's how we're personalizing your look, you know.
Yeah, keeping your accessories close to home. Mm-hmm. Like I just said, keeping your accessories close to home makes all the difference when it comes to changing outfits. As someone who just never wants to wear the same thing every day, but I still want to come across as like that girl. I just kind of keep my accessories the same, whether you have this niche of like always wearing gold chains around your neck or always having a loud pair of earrings, just making it work with your cohesive look. Can really make such a difference in like who you are and who you come across as.
Would you say like those individual pieces would help stand out, or would you say like just the accessories themselves like complete the outfit?
I think it can go either way. I mean, same with like A$AP Rocky's babushka scarf that he's been doing. Like, you know, that's him, but like even still, that's like created such a trend amongst everyone. That people will just like recognize it from afar, and it won't really stray far from like who he is. Like, mm-hmm. he can wear it with literally anything, yeah. and it'll work.
Hmm. I never really thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about most artists and their signature, whatever they have, that's an accessory. Like if you think about Cardi B and her nails or her outfits are very loud, or Nicki Minaj and her wigs, like
hammer
in his pants and his gold chains. Like you think about, everyone has an accessory that they use to kind of elevate and make themselves look different. Like, yeah, they're all wearing the same designer clothes, or they have the same stylist, or they shop at the same mall, or whatever the case may be. But the name plates, you know, the kind of shoelaces you wear, the scarves, all that stuff, watches, all of that stuff, how you wear your hair, that turns into a personality that I can then turn into, okay, now I know how to dress you based on these things that I'm seeing. Even activities, like if I know that you're a skater, even though you don't really have that aesthetic, I'm going to work with that because that's a part of you, you know? It's like if you look at someone's bookshelf and you can get an idea who they are, but based on what they read, it's the same thing about your clothes. As shallow as that sounds.
Well, how can you get an entire group to dress cohesively? So, you know, we've been focusing on the individual here now first, but, you know, how do you get a group to kind of pull it all together?
I think they need to want to pull it all together, because they're definitely, like, just to throw it back, when Destiny's Child did the whole I'm wearing the same outfit, but it's like kind of different thing, that was very important. I remember seeing that as a kid and looking at these CD covers and talking to my friends about like which one we were and like which outfit we were going to wear. But it also just depends on what kind of musical act you are. Like if you really want to go all out and wear costumes, or if you want to just do your own thing, I think that's more relevant in pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was going to say, it depends on what kind of music you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are on the more pop, R&B, soul type of wheelhouse, you are definitely in costumes, or you look alike, or you have different variations, and your hair is done, and your makeup is done, and it's definitely full glam. But like if you're doing like, because even if you look at alternative bands from like the early aughts, they weren't identical, but they were definitely in uniform. Because mm-hmm. I think about Linkin Park, they were all in like cargo all the time and like some type of flannel.
True.
Because I'm like, well, they weren't. I'm like, yes, they were. Because even Fall Out Boy, like at that time, were wearing like all black. They were always in black and denim. So I guess it doesn't matter, the Strokes, because that was what I was listening to at the time. They were still wearing like dark jeans, Converses, and like cut off shirts. So I guess, yeah, so even if it isn't a costume, they're still in uniform in some kind of way if it's not identical. Yeah, because every time I'm like, no, I'm like, actually, yeah.
I think that also goes into like the scene that you're into and like what you're into. If you're in a band with four other people, you probably have a lot of similar interests and a lot of similar musicians that you look up to. So I don't think like the Strokes are going like, hey, I'm gonna wear the black shoes with the white pants today, like what are you gonna wear? But I do think that
I think that's not true, because I'm like, someone was marketing, like they had a marketing department. They had people who were grinding the wheels of the machine. Like it'd be different if they were like an indie group.
Yes.
But they had a major machine backing them. So I can't believe that at all, because there's always a machine behind these people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even if we want to think that they're, you know, too cool to have it, they did. They signed on the line and they were a part of the machine. So I don't believe that. That's why it was so, you know, even though it's not identical, it's in uniform. Like, it's still a thing. They're still forced to get the haircut, to get the nails painted, to have the little bit of eyeliner, to have a little bit of they're still being forced to do these things.
Well, Herman, like you're in the band. Like, how do you get your guys? Like, how do you pull your guys to dress together? Because
there is a conscious thing. Like, I mean, like what you were saying. Like for the Strokes, for instance, I don't know specifically if they, you know, they obviously had some aesthetic going. Mm-hmm. Like they all were probably in the same like whatever garage or same scene. But like, and maybe it's, and I don't want to assume it's a gendered thing, but it seems like for a lot of women, it's just a bit more intuitive to like just be conscious about your what you're wearing and your fashion. And I think for a lot of guys, it's got to be kind of taught almost. Not for every guy, but I think for a large or a significant amount of us. And So it's like you got to make it a thing, because it's like I've struggled with it with a lot of my bands, especially with like the band I'm in now. It's like we're four dudes. We all been friends for a long time. We all love the same stuff, but it is kind of like a struggle to get some kind of cohesion going, you know. And it's you know, like for me and our singer, it's like we kind of dress alike anyways. We've kind of always had, I just changed my hair. I had a pomp for years, and he kind of has that, you know, slick back hair. And we'll either wear like, you know, like cut off t-shirts because it's been really hot lately, or, you know, something like this, but, you know, something pretty simple. I mean, then our bass player, he's kind of always doing his own thing. He'll do the straight black, like for him, you know, but that's this band. And we're just, you know, I think part of this too is like, we're a rock and roll band, you know. I guess we're not trying to be super versatile, but the last band, that was like a psych soul band. So it was like the aesthetic was kind of implied into it, you know. So I had my paisley shirts and, like, you know, could wear a, you know, little mod outfit or something, you know, and some nice shoes that would work. You'd have to make it a conscious thing. I feel like bands are so, they don't join a band to, you know, to model clothes, you know. They're so into the music, and the music's their babies, and that's their songs are their baby. And, you know, it's like, that's where all their energy goes into. And sometimes it's really important for you guys. Like, I think people, you know, who maybe for where fashion comes more naturally, to like, you know, make us more aware of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even like, I'm not trying to make it like a gender thing, but the majority of my clients are men.
Yeah.
And the main reason why I talk about like teaching people how to shop is because I feel like men have the privilege of not having to look presentable. Like, you have the privilege where you don't have to think about it. You don't have to care. There's never an expectation for you to be completely pulled together.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I think of it like, the women have had the privilege to actually been encouraged to explore with like their fashion, you know, like
yes, but it's like at the same time, if I have so many choices, you should have so many choices.
Women can scrub it.
No, but I'm saying when I can go anywhere and buy clothes anywhere. Men don't have that.
Yeah,
it's a struggle to look for clothes. Yeah. Everyday regular clothes for men to buy is really hard. It's not as easy as it is for me to shop for myself, or if I have a client that's a woman, it's so much easier. It's like a walk in the park. But for men, it's like, if you're just I want to be trendy, or I just want to have clothes to wear, you're going to look like everybody on Market Street. And it's ridiculous. I'm like, that's why all the men here, especially the ones that live, they work in SOMA or in the financial district, that's why they all wear like blue pants, brown shoes, and a blue shirt, because that's all they have to wear. And I'm like, it's because that's all you're expected to, that's the only thing they expect out of you, is just pull it together. God. Where I can wear dresses, pants, overalls, coveralls. I have choices on the kind of underwear I want to wear, the kind of socks I can wear with the shoes that I have. Like, I could really do this all day, but that's expected of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of you. And that's why I think back to the types of music and the types of groups. Mm-hmm. It's a different aesthetic. So like I was saying before, if I'm a soul singer with my two sisters or two other girls, I have to be dressed up. I'm expected to. But you, in your rock band, in your whatever band, you can show up in whatever you came in, because we're here for the music. We're not here for the entertainment. We're here for the literal music.
But it doesn't help us.
You know? No. As a whole in fashion, there's like advantages and disadvantages to both. But I also noticed that the privileges that each group has really doesn't help them. And some it helps more than others, because we have choices, but it's still a privilege to even have those choices, because not everyone can do it.
I was thinking about something while you were talking. Do you think it's important for whoever you are, for it to be like, if you want to, let's say, play with style, do you feel like if it's it, how genuine does it have to be? Like, let's say I want to experiment with something. Like, I go with some pretty understated stuff, right? Because that's, I'm a pretty low-key guy. I'm a low-energy kind of guy. I'm laid back. And I wear, like, right now I'm wearing kind of grayish pants and really, like, kind of mute tones or whatever. But, like, I feel like it'd be weird if I was loud or if I went on stage and was wearing, like, bright colors or something. And,
why? You know,
because it doesn't feel like, I guess, because there's not really a part of myself that I can identify that wants to wear that, I guess. Or
you don't want
to
be like that loud, that noticeable.
Yeah, but I guess, like, how, I don't know, do you guys have any thoughts on, like, stretching out your your fashion muscle or like trying out new things for people? Like, how do you guys do it?
I always hope people just do it. Like, just, no one really cares but you. Seriously. Yeah. Like, no one gives a shit but you. You are your worst enemy when it comes to stuff like that. You are getting in your own way. And once you get out of your own way, it's that's it.
Yeah. You really just need, I think, honestly, I've had a lot of conversations with men about this and like wanting to branch out or wanting to do something they've never done before, like just as simple as grow a mustache. Like, I've had this exact conversation. Is a lot of men don't have support from their male friends on trying new things. They get made fun of all the time. Oh, yeah. I'm continuing to like try and convince my friend to grow this mustache because he looks really cute with one. But and he just got so much guff. No, you'd think, but like he gets so much shame from his other like guy friends and things like that. Like, just simple things like wearing a pair of overalls is such a big reach for some people. And I'm like in my group chat with all my girlfriends, we're like, show me what you're wearing. You look amazing. You should try this. Go ahead and do it. Don't be afraid to do it. Mm-hmm. And guys don't necessarily have that as much. At least most straight men don't, I think. So I think having that supportive friend group is really what's going to push you. So if you are going shopping with someone that's prone to being louder fashionably, I think that would be more fun.
I like that. Agree. Yeah.
And then bringing them out with you while you wear it.
Oh, it's funny because we were at band practice last night and I was getting so much shit for this new haircut. It was not even shit. It's kind of like, so Herm, when's the pomp coming back? You know, I'm like, it's not, man. This is like stage one of like the mullet, you know? And then it's like, well, Phil, you can't change your hair then, you know, or like, because Herman's doing his thing, and then I'm gonna, you know, so it's like, but and then we're half giving each other shit, right? You know? And it's just kind of like, we give each other a lot of hell for making, let's say, trying to be like going outside your limits, your comfort zone. Yeah, like, you can get shit from your friends, and part of that's just part of being in a group of friends. But I like what you said. Like, I think you're right. Like, it's us getting in our own way.
Yeah, but like she was saying, it's also like if you don't have the support, because she's right. I have people who, when I walk up, they're like, yes, you look amazing. Like, where did you get that from? Like, I get that, and I do it to other people.
Yeah.
So I'm used to having positive reinforcement to the things I do. Hmm. Or even people saying, that looks like a hot ass mess, girl. Take that shit off.
That's important, right?
Both. Yeah, but you need that from people who love and care and respect you to be like, hey, that works. Or, you know, that's not so cool, but you know.
So would you say as a group, going out together, they should try to encourage each other to try new things?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the people around you are going to be the one that see things that you would never see for yourself. Some of the ugliest clothes I've seen on the rack on a mannequin have been really cute when I've tried it on because someone was like, just try it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so.
Do you think that experimentation plays well with your group, or do you think that you could get to experimenting? You were saying like you're in the first phase of your mullet and you want to talk about those things as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get shit for it, but it's not gonna stop me. And you know, it's fun, you know. And I think it's pretty, you know, it's superficial crap we give to each other. It's But I think we do. We encourage each other a lot, especially when Halloween comes. God, we love Halloween. And we've always done ridiculous things. We were wizards last year. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we played the hemlock as wizards. And it was really...
R.I.P. to the
hemlock. But we spent the whole day trying to think of different ideas. And that's what we came up with. I don't know. But that's obviously like a one-off thing for a proper costume. But
I mean, that's where you start. That's where the support comes from. It's like you have an idea, you get encouragement, you source the materials. It's no different.
Yeah. And I think there is, because we are a rock band and kind of, have a lot of punk rock, influence, there is this kind of, not so polished element, which can easily slide into laziness.
But I mean, if that's your personal aesthetic, you can't help but to lean into it.
But it's still got to be thoughtful. You got to lean into it consciously. I'm saying
you can lean into it, but as long as it's like a conscious thing, not like a I'm just disgusting or I just have no direction type thing.
Yeah, no,
because that's when you can toe the line.
That's what happened last show. Like I came straight from work and I think I was just wearing like, I wouldn't have worn that shirt, and it just was like, fuck it, like it's all I got, and just untucked it or something, and I don't know, it was just kind of like, ugh, that doesn't look great, but it's a one off.
We all have our days.
I like what you were saying too about like going out with someone, who I guess exemplifies that. Whatever aesthetic you're kind of, I don't know.
It kind of puts you into their shoes with them.
Yeah.
And then you'll notice how much attention they get and how many compliments they get. And you're like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of have to learn to not pay attention to people that are staring, I guess.
Totally. Yeah.
So I know musicians aren't typical models, and sometimes they become models and whatnot. But should musicians help their friends who have fashion lines?
I think it depends. I think it just depends, honestly, on does it align with the music, the band, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest concern. Like, just because we're friends or just because I like it doesn't mean that it's going to fit with the message of the music or whatever it is that I'm working with. That's usually my biggest concern. Like even with some people that I know who make clothes now, I mainly think about them as a person and then their business before I think about having them be a part of any project that I work on. Because it's one thing when you have a friendship with someone and you can tolerate and deal with that on your own because that's your friend and it's personal. And it's another thing when you're pulling other people into it. And so I'm like so opposite when it comes to like, if you have people that you like, friends who do these things, I'm so opposite of that because it can be very slippery.
Yeah,
so it just depends. Yeah, I can get really slippery. So it just really honestly depends. But my biggest thing is like, what is their mission and does it match with what I'm trying to do?
I agree. Most of what I see is just a very like very close friends doing that for each other and sponsoring each other is one thing. It's like me wearing my friend's band tee. Like that's just because I like my friend's band and I want to support them.
And I
probably
bought it.
Exactly. Right. And like, again, bands wearing their friend's stuff is because they want to support their friends. I don't usually see it as like an actual business opportunity between the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like sponsored skaters.
Yeah.
Like, hey, right. Like I'll send you free stuff if you take pictures in it.
Yeah.
Which can totally be done. I mean, all the same with like influencers and sending free stuff to influencers and being like, hey, you'll get all these free things if you like write this post and tag me in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think especially with local bands, it's more just like friends helping each other's friends out because they like their stuff.
Yeah,
I always wear like friends bands t-shirts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean that's usually how it comes across for me. It's like I'm representing, I got their t-shirt from one of their shows or something, and that's how I learned about a lot of bands growing up too, is like watching bands that I liked and they would be wearing t-shirts of other bands, like, oh, who's that, like, like
listen to their music.
Yeah,
and that's what I was thinking too, is just like, if the individual who's like selling whatever to the band and saying like, oh, hey, you know, here's this band t-shirt from, you know, let's say some local person or whatever. And then it's just like, you're just kind of spreading the love. And then like you're saying, like you're spreading history as well. Is black always the answer for a performance? Just like, is it the straight go-to for a performance?
I've never worn black on stage.
Never?
I don't think so.
Good for you.
I don't. I've worn dark. I've worn like dark purple, I think. I remember I had this like dark purple shirt. Actually, in like 2012, I think. Remember Red Devil Lounge? Yeah, I remember wearing a black shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's some evidence of that, but that's the last I remember. Yeah. I didn't, actually, but I know our bass player, he'll do the black thing. It's just like, you know, he'll wear the all black. And that just, what's the wisdom there? What's the idea? Well,
what I've noticed is, especially in rock and roll, black is all like always a straight go-to. But then also you have, like you guys were talking about earlier, that depending on your music, depending on your personality, that there's a lot of options to go out there for.
I don't think about black as much as I think about bright colors and glitter and flashy things. But I'm not a performer, and I don't deal with many people who perform. So my question to you would be more of, is it more of a heat thing because you don't want to be hot? Is it, because I'm always thinking about, why don't people wear spandex or more like revealing clothes on stage when you know you're going to be hot and you're moving around? And is it because the fabric itself is like too hot, or? I know that's kind of like off subject a little
why,
bit.
Are you talking about black in general?
Well, I'm just thinking about why do people just wear just black, and especially when they're doing like black cotton, like jeans and t-shirts, because I'm like, why wouldn't you want to wear something that's a little bit more either form-fitting or breathable?
Yeah, my sense is there's something safe about it. And I just realized I was wearing a black t-shirt not so long ago, but it was just happenstance. I think I just figure there's something about black that you can't fuck it up.
Yeah, it's like a safety net.
Yeah. Even if there's like some little pattern on it or something, it's just going to be minimized, I guess. That's what I'm thinking.
Because you can't see sweat on there too easily.
That's an issue for sure. Cause I don't sweat much, but on stage, definitely. Yeah. The adrenaline's going, the lights are really hot.
Really hot.
Some venues are really, really hot and you're not even aware.
Key, you kind of touched on this. How much should a person consider their comfortability when dressing themselves?
So I go with the Tim Gunn method, where your clothes are not supposed to be comfortable. They're supposed to fit. So I'm that person. So I feel like there are certain clothes, if you want to be comfortable, you wear those. Mm-hmm. But overall, I feel like your clothes are just supposed to fit you. And if they're a little tight or a little uncomfortable, it just is what it is. I'm that person. So yeah. I'm probably the wrong person to ask, but I'm all about your clothes to just fit, period. I like loose clothes, baggy clothes, obviously, from what I'm wearing today. But I like very form-fitting clothes. I like to just look extra, like, put together. No matter what the aesthetic is, I always just like it to be very pulled together. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm just the wrong person to ask about that, because I'm like, I'm all about your clothing to fit. And if you need to wear a belt, you need to wear a belt. Like, I'm that person. Like, I'm looking for some suspenders now because I'm like, that would be even better than a belt.
I agree. As a maximalist, I would rather mentally feel good about how I look than physically, I guess. Suffering for fashion is something that I'm willing to do.
Okay.
Not in the sense that I would like wear a waist trainer per se.
Right.
To each his own.
Yeah.
No shame. But you know, if I feel good, why not? Yeah. If I have to like pull my pants up every like 8 seconds, it's okay. As long as they look really cute and it's worth it, that's fine.
I won't go for my pants. I'm too old to let my jeans drag on the floor. I won't do that anymore. That was like a big thing in high school. But I tried to do it not too long ago and I was like, I need to get these.
How can you dress to stay memorable for a performance, a meet and greet, out and about?
Always just staying true to my personality. Like, I feel like what I said earlier, that aesthetic is always going to radiate out in me. I always think about my style choices are my first impression to strangers, to people who never really meet me or know me. Like, this is it. This is my impression that I give out to people. This is how people will remember me if they've seen me around town or they've seen me at a party. And then they see me again, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're that girl that wore that really cute scarf, or I really liked your shoes, or blah, blah, blah. So I think that's what it is. Like, again, my self-expression, and it's also a first impression for people who may never know me.
So aim the first impression and kind of dress fearlessly is what you're saying?
I mean, you should just be dressing fearlessly and for yourself. I don't even think I dress for other people. Like, when there's this fake stereotype that women dress for other women, and I'm like, no, women dress for themselves. We dress for ourselves. We dress to make ourselves feel good. People dress to make themselves feel good, mm-hmm. when they know what they're doing. And when people don't, it makes them feel bad. Because usually when I meet with a client that needs help, they're like, I don't like how I feel. I don't like how I look. So it's more of a, you know.
That's so important, I think, for musicians, like, to know that, like, when you look good, when you know you look good, or you know you're, like, that's gonna, like, feed into your confidence. It's like, when you look good, you know you want to go out, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, and when that's not there, you're like, oh, shit. Like, that's how I felt today, like, because I just rushed straight from work, you know, and, like, didn't have a chance to think about what I was gonna wear, you know, but.
Well, it's a podcast, so you don't really need to worry about what you wear.
No. I meant for that. It was not today, but like it was for a show. I played a show a couple weeks ago. Okay. And it was kind of last minute. But how much of a difference it can make when you put the forethought into it and you get that recognition or just whatever, even if just a couple, like you were saying, just acknowledgments from people that you know aren't, you know, blowing smoke up your ass, that are actually going to be honest with you and say, oh, wow, you look pretty solid, or you look good. It's like, okay, cool. Like, it fills in a lot of gaps where there might be, you know, some holes in your confidence, just like how you're coming across. Yeah.
Frankie and Kia, if you sat down with a band today or just a musician today, and, you know, you got their personality down, you know, you viewed a little bit about their music, and, you know, they're just saying, I'm looking for something, you know, new. And, you know, how would you go about going through this transformation as they are getting more comfortable with what they can wear, what they can and are trying to wear?
I think going into asking who they already like the aesthetics of, mostly just to see how far they're willing to push. Mm-hmm. That kind of look, and then just kind of pushing to see how comfortable they are with trying new things here and there, mm-hmm. starting with just like accessories or different colors, mm-hmm. or even just posture.
Yeah. Would you say would you start off conservatively, like at the beginning?
I might kind of just stretch it to see how far they're willing to go first, and then reel back into baby steps. Cause sometimes people are just going to be, yeah, let's try it. Shave my head, go for it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Some people are, I want to do everything. Some people are really like, I just want to do baby steps. Some people will come to you and say, I want to look like that guy over there, mm-hmm. just like him, period. Like, that's what I want. That's what I've always wanted. Let's just do that. One thing that I tell my clients is, your fashion journey is on a wooden roller coaster, very specific kind of roller coaster. It's a very slow chug up a steep incline. And if you're willing to go up that really hard incline of really pushing yourself and challenging your own insecurities and really doing the deep dive up this incline, once you get to the top, your possibilities are endless. You can see everything. but you have to be willing to go up this hard climb. And that's what I tell all of my clients. Like, you have to be willing to do this work. Because I know on the surface, it feels like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm changing how I look, changing my clothes, buying some things. Most people think that is a very shallow thing to do. And I have to coach people that caring about how you look has nothing to do with how shallow you are. It's about confidence. It's about love and care. It's about you care about yourself. It has nothing to do with anyone else. How do you feel about yourself? And kind of like working from there. So going from the inside out and saying, you know, when you care about yourself and you're more fearless about things or less fearless or yeah, whatever, more fearless, less fearless, you are more likely to step out on faith, try new things, be encouraged by the people around you or by a coach, and then be happy with the end result and stick with it as opposed to doing something that someone's pushing on you or staying in that same little hopeless hole of not trying.
What would be, just wrapping up, but like, what would be your tips into taking those steps up the, you know, this the wooden ladder, as you say?
Figure out what it is about your look that you don't like, and then take baby steps. I always tell people watch, go get on the bus, get on the train, go to a park, go to a concert, go to a sporting event, go somewhere where you know you're going to see tons of people of all walks of life, and just watch people and look at how people walk down the street or the kind of confidence they have or the kind of clothes that they're wearing. What does that look like? Do you see yourself wearing that? Trying a bunch of clothes. Make a list of things that you want and slowly make that attainable for yourself. Nothing's overnight. It's all baby steps.
With all this, you know, information that we've spat out over almost this, you know, this an hour or so, you know, what will you be taking back to your guys, and what will you be like helping the community at large?
Definitely. I think, like, inspired by like what you were just saying, like the willingness, like just a willingness to actually put work into your aesthetic and paying attention to that and actually sculpting that over time, whether that's, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, you know, thinking of it that way. I think just to remind myself to be inspired. And I think you mentioned something, or it came up, of this idea that caring about this stuff is somehow shallow. And I don't know how the hell that became an idea or just became a belief for people, because it seems so wrong, and it can actually be really empowering, and it can be really beautiful. I mean, just it's clothes, it's fashion. Like, what's, it's, it can be really, it can be so expressive. And so, yeah, I'm kind of inspired just on a personal level. And then also just thinking about the band aesthetic as well. We always have ideas for t-shirts and stuff and things like that. But I think even just for us personally, it'll be like I mentioned, we can slip into this kind of like, well, we're a rock band. We can kind of get away with t-shirts and, you know, cutoffs or whatever, and greasy hair. No one's going to care. But it's like, no, but even if that's part of the aesthetic, like, well, think about it a little bit, you know, like maybe think about it the week before a show or days before, and, you know, talk to your band about it. Like, especially if that's not something you'd normally do.
I'm just a firm believer that people should try things that they've always wanted to try. Especially if you're going to be up there on stage, of course you want to feel comfortable. But I think having the support of your bandmates and your fans and your friends is really what's going to kind of drive you at the end of the day when it comes to your aesthetic choices. And just like having them let you be who you want to be. I'm a big fan of that idea that, like, if you died right now, what you're wearing is like what your ghost would be wearing till the end of time. So, you know, put that into yourself and how you want to be remembered.
All right. So that's all the questions I have today. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. If you want to take a moment and shout out your socials, this is your time to shine.
So my name is Miss Thrift a Lot on Instagram. It's MISSTHRIFTALOT.
My band, check them out on Instagram, Morrissey's Cock, MorrisseysCock.
You got any music out?
Yeah, there's music on there. Yeah, we're recording and there'll be stuff out soon. But, oh, we have a show. We're playing DNA on this November 7th.
My Instagram is toughbones, TUFFBONES, under the name Frank the Rock Johnson.
Lance of SmackDowns.
Always.
I would like to take this moment again to say thank you to my guests on today's episode. Please go follow them and show them some love on social media. If you like what you heard, please share with your friends and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to check out zealous.com to listen to our archive. And visit us on social media at Zealous Music and Four Bridges Pod. This has been a Zealous production. Remember to support a local business and join us next time.